I slide the watch into my coat pocket and pick up the Benelli.
If it helps, this ain't personal, boys.
I unload a couple of shells into the backs of their knees and they drop. If they get to a hospital soon, they might not die. But if they don't, well, them's the breaks. The front door to the main house is this massive oak monstrosity that looks like it was pulled from a cathedral. Religious carvings all over it. Lots of Virgin of Guadalupe stuff. Considering who I'm looking to find from Bustillo, the irony is almost too much to bear. I dig a couple of more shells out of the messenger bag slung across my shoulder and load them into the shotgun. For backup, I've got a variety of magical charms and a World War II-era Browning high power, an ugly Nazi pistol with decades of evil energy baked into its frame. I can tap into that with my own magic and really fuck somebody up. I put the barrel of the Benelli against the door lock and pull the trigger, blowing a hole the size of a cantaloupe through the wood and launching some buckshot into the back of the guy on the other side. Sure, I could have just tried the handle, but what's the fun in that? I step out of the way and let the inevitable rain of bullets punch through the wood in return. The guy I shot through the door stares at me as I kick it open. The Sharpie spell too weak to hide me from him anymore. The door was thick enough to stop a lot of the shot, but more than enough went through to make this a really bad day for him. He points his gun at me in shaking hands. A crappy little Tech 9. I don't think they made those anymore. And pulls the trigger on an empty chamber. I say hello with the butt of the shotgun, and he goes down like a drunk prom date. The foyer is terracotta red tile covered in rugs, wrought iron chandeliers, real old-school Spanish style. It's kind of nice, actually. I hear two sets of running feet coming down the hallway. At this point, the Sharpie magic's useless. I've made too much noise, and the magic can only do so much. I take up a position on the edge of the doorway and wait. Two men with AK-47s run into the foyer, see the guy on the floor. One of them's stupid and runs for him. The other one's smart and turns to check the rest of the room. I put buckshot in his chest before he can fool me with 30 caliber rounds, and another into the back of his buddy's knee. I kick the guns away from the one who's still alive, even though I'm pretty sure he won't be conscious long. If I hadn't made so much noise, the sticker on my chest would have let me come in here and walk right on by everybody. Or I could have used one of the perks of my particular magical knack and popped over to the ghost side, walked past Bustillo's guards, and popped back. It's not fun and it's not safe, but sometimes it's damn convenient. Aside from the fact that the ghost side of the world will leech out my life if I stay too long, they'll try to eat me. On the dead side, I show up to them like a neon sign that says, "Good eats." They want life, any life. Lucky for all of us, they're on that side of the veil. With all the dead here, it would be like jumping into a shark tank wearing a suit made of meat. But the truth is, I wanted to do this loud and messy. Word's been spreading the last couple of months of the gringo with no eyes, asking questions and causing problems when he doesn't like the answers. My newfound reputation has made this trip a lot easier. Plus, I have anger issues.